Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Another hour of mirth and merriment and fun, and truth is our bitch. And we're online at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, and tune in. Join us on TuneIn real soon, because it's now, you can get us anywhere, man. That's
Well, that's the beauty of the TuneIn app. Isn't that what it's called?
Now, what is the app again?
I don't want to get into an explanation of it, all right?
Phil, you know something? There are some of us that need a little bit of a education.
Yeah, we'll explain it later on. Dad, talk about it now. Everybody know what an app is.
A lot of people don't know it yet. An app, you get in the app store, and you app it onto your app, man.
Oh, will you quit screwing around, for God's sake? What is an app?
It's an application. It's something that you can put a button on your smartphone, you hit it, and you can find our radio show. It's as simple as that.
Well, what, I don't understand. I've got a radio. Why don't I listen on the radio?
Because we may not be on the radio in certain markets. There are some cities where we air and some cities where we don't.
So this, in other words, is a way of listening to the show no matter where you are.
No matter where you are. You can be on Mars. You can be with Sandra Bullock there in the Explorer as it's drifting out of control or whatever the hell.
What about that? That movie looks bitchin'.
All right, well, we're going to have Doug Danger with us in the next quarter hour. He is at the People's Choice Awards, and he has some reporting to do on that. I don't want to say, but Sandra Bullock and Justin Timberlake are kicking ass. Apparently they are.
Well, they are the people's favorite. I mean, Sandra Bullock is absolutely just breathtakingly. You know she's lovely. You know that. That much you know going in, that she's lovely. Going in, you know that. And then, after you, right off the bat, you know she's beautiful.
Yes, I got that already.
Will you get to the point, for God's sake?
I am doing some editorial... You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to do it now.
Oh, you get...
Margaret, that's childish.
No, I'm not going to... No, it isn't childish. I'm not going to do it now.
Oh. All right. So, well, then Doug can do it.
No, I'll do it.
No, Doug's going to do it.
No, I'll do the part that I want to do.
No, Phil said...
Are you Phil?
What?
Are you Phil Henry?
No.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
What about you?
No.
What about, well, yes, you are.
Yeah, I am. And I'm saying we'll have Doug Danger do it, not you.
What an ass.
Phil, are you going to take that, or are you?
Yes, I'm going to take it. What am I going to do, you know?
You got that right.
Hey, Margaret, don't push your luck, okay? All I'm trying to say is that I have a report. You were going to give an opinion, and you didn't want to give it.
No, I was going to give the opinion, and then you guys chimed in like a bunch of a-holes.
All right, we were giving you a hard time.
I was saying Sandra Bullock is absolutely beautiful. She is breathtakingly lovely. I don't think in my life, as a critic, as a journalist, I've seen a young woman come on the scene with the combination of talent and looks that Sandra Bullock has. The beauty. It's breathtaking.
God, it's going to start coming off lesbian. I'm sorry.
Hey, bud, what's that?
Why, that's...
What did I tell you about protecting your gut?
Hey, that's just not cool.
Well, you know something, Phil? The kid asks for it. Not only does he ask for it, but he puts in a pre-order for it. It's almost as if he's ordering an airline ticket. And they say, would you like to get kicked in the you-know-what? You know, I'll say it. Would you like to get kicked in the
balls?
Yes, I would. All right, great. Check that off.
I didn't say that.
Well, I don't even know what the general just said.
No, whatever he said, I agree with.
Yeah, thank you very much. I do, too.
So you keep asking for it, dickhead. I mean, Dickman.
All right. So we have that, and we're going to be checking in with Doug Danger.
So in other words, I don't get to say...
Go ahead, Margaret, just...
I was going to say that Sandra Bullock, and if he makes a lesbian comment...
I can't see anything now.
Sandra Bullock, I think, this is just a preliminary. She's so breathtakingly beautiful. Never mind.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is what you've been doing. She's so breathtakingly beautiful, she's so lovely, you're not getting into what it is you want to say.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. She forgot because she was doing the build-up.
Yeah, we understand, General. Thank you. How is your, what is he drinking now?
What is that, General?
What do you mean? It's V8 juice.
Nilla wafers, V8 juice, and cottage cheese with pineapple.
Yeah, you want to make something out of it?
No, I don't. God.
Hey, General.
You want some, too?
No.
All right, so that is in the offing. Now then.
The other thing I wanted to discuss with you was the DNA project that we were talking about. And that is, as I said, I was talking about my grandfather and my grandmother and all this stuff. So having said all that, all these guys were, my parents were adopted. So I don't know where I'm from. You know, I don't know really where. A lot of people, I went into a friend's house one day and he had a picture of a group of Civil War troopers. They were soldiers. Union soldiers. And I said, what is that? He said, that is my great-great-great-something grandfather right there. I said, man, that's fantastic. You know, he says, yeah, my family goes back to this and that. And I said, to know that you, to actually have a picture of one of your ancestors going back to that time, you know, and I don't have that. So I thought about this whole DNA thing and the ability to track one's DNA. You don't have names necessarily, but you do actually see your own particular DNA line, whatever they call the strain or the strand of DNA that you have, and how it got to where it is today. So in other words, I would be able to see the DNA of my family in America and trace it back to Europe.
How do you know it's Europe?
Well, come on, man. Give me a break. I mean, take a look at the guy.
Well, I know. I'm not saying, but how do you know? How do you know? I'm not saying, okay? I'm just trying to say, how do you know Europe?
I'm guessing it's Europe. I mean, my mother's people are Irish.
Yeah, what about your dad?
Well, you're right. I mean, I met my grandmother, I told you.
Did she look like she's a white woman?
Yes, she looked like a white woman.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? Does Mr. Henry look white to you?
Yes, he does, but if you're talking about the ancestry of it all, and you don't even know.
Well, but what are you saying, man? Like Africa or something?
Everybody knows everybody come from Africa. That much is a given. I'm talking about, was there a stop off in Africa before or after the Africa?
What?
I think I know what Bud's saying. You know what? It'll be interesting, Bud. We may look at my DNA, and it may, like, take a big turn through China, or so, for all I know. Because what we do know is that it comes out of Africa, and it goes up into the subcontinent of Asia, and it either heads to Europe, which I don't know how much of it actually immediately makes the left turn into Europe, because Europe wasn't settled until about 500,000 years ago, or it goes right. And generally, the first trip that the human family made was along the southern portion of the continent of Europe all the way through to Australia when there was a land bridge there. I mean, that was 7 million years ago.
7 million years ago? I thought we were only rodents.
Yeah, well, the rodent come out of Africa and go down there.
No, we weren't rodents. We were a hominid, but we were not yet humans. Humans are 200,000 to 500,000 years old. And I think the first human migration to Europe is around that time. But also there's human migration all over the place. So anyway, we're going to find that out. We have Dr. Jim Sadler on the line, who's going to give us a little bit of a breakdown on that as well when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445 and online at philhenryshow.com. Make sure that you get a backstage pass so you can join the marvelousness of the experience of the Phil Henry Show. With us online at TuneIn. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com, where a backstage pass affords you an opportunity to look into the world of Phil Henry and get the 5,000-plus hours of audio, full shows going back many, many years of the Phil Henry Show. And we keep full shows on our website because we're very proud of the work that we've done. They're not just clips. It's not three-minute clips. We've got full radio shows for you to listen to at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. We have Dr. Jim Sadler joining us now from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach, where he's having dinner. But we wanted to talk, Dr. Sadler, about the DNA, this sort of DNA project that is conducted by a variety of different companies, where people can submit their DNA and find out about their ancestral passage, if you will. And I understand it can go back hundreds of years, correct?
Right. Well, there are organizations that will do, there are companies that will do it, that will take it back hundreds of years. There are some companies that will look into it for several generations. I don't really know why. If I had the opportunity to find out, and I have had that opportunity, and we are going to take that opportunity, but I'm saying if I opted instead just to look at a very short segment of my ancestry, going back, say, only 100 years, shall we say, or a couple of hundred years, I wonder why that is, you know? I wonder why that is. Why wouldn't you want to look at the full history?
How far back can they take a look at this?
Well, you can go back several hundred years, literally. You can go back several hundred to 1,000 years, and there may be... And what you do when you look at the mitochondrial DNA, you can see which hopalong. It's a funny name, but it's called a hopalong group. You know, Mr. Henry?
A hopalong group.
Well, no, it's a funny name. It's spelled H-A...
Oh, Dr. Sadler, this is General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
I've seen it. It's called the Happelgab or something like that. All right, well, I think we're going to have to find the actual word. You don't know what it is.
Yes, I know what it is. I'm a doctor, but I don't have it right. It's not wrote it. You know, I don't have it written down. In my memory, it's like hopalong group or something.
Well, can we look this up, somebody?
Yeah, I'll look it up right now. How do you spell it?
Hopalong is H-O-P-P.
Well, it ain't hopalong, is it?
I don't know.
I think it's H-A, Bud. Start there.
All right.
All right, so what does that tell us?
Well, what that does is once we find out which one of those, if you will, DNA highways your DNA belongs to, then we already know a passage, if you will, as you call it, Phil. It's a very good way of putting it, the ancestral passage. We know where your family or your DNA line went. All the DNA lines, as you know, originate in Eastern Africa, but some, as you mentioned, Phil, go along the Southern Asia route, some through Central Asia, some stay in the Middle East for a period of time and then begin to traverse other areas of Europe. Most notably, the mummified remains of the Ice Age man that was found in the Himalayas, but in the Swiss Alps, some 20 years ago, which carbon tested to approximately 3000 BC, we know that this man, by virtue of the DNA, as well as the food that was found in his stomach and so forth, we know that this man originated in the Mediterranean. In fact, on an island in the Mediterranean, Sardinia. And from Sardinia, then he went over to he came from the Middle East.
That when he get the name, Dr. Sadler?
Yes.
This is Bud Dickman, sir?
Yes, Bud.
Is that where he get a name, the Sardine? Do they get a Sardine name from that?
The island Sardinia?
Do they get the what? Do they get the name?
Do they get the name Sardine from, are Sardines named after the island?
Sardines? You mean the fish?
Yeah. I had... Just recently, I had a can of sardines.
Well, I don't know. I would think that the sardine was named, that the island would be named after the sardine if they worshipped the sardine. It's possible they worshipped it.
Why would you say that?
Well, why would you name an album, why would you name an island after a sardine? Unless your culture worships sardines. I don't know.
Worship sardines?
Well, Phil, look, it's not my culture. I wouldn't. I can certainly tell you, and I say this, I don't think, without any fear of criticism, that were it my choice, I certainly wouldn't belong to any society that got on its knees to a sardine. You got to have a problem there. And maybe that's why Sardinia... has never really developed to any great degree historically, like Sicily, like the boot of Italy, and so forth. It was sort of a nothing place because culturally they were backward and they were, licking a sardine. Excuse me for putting it this way, but they're licking a sardine's ass. you know, so...
Dr. Sadler, you don't speak much like a doctor. I don't appreciate the language, although I understand that you are attempting to communicate to Phil's audience. I have a question.
I'm very, very sorry. I didn't mean to... Margaret, I apologize.
All right, and I agree with Margaret, but I also recognize that the question by Bud... it's not a question we can answer, Bud.
Well, I mean, it stands to reason that if you like sardines...
Well, you may like sardines. What's that got to do with it?
Let's just can this conversation, if you don't mind.
Hey, Phil just said a funny. Let's can it. Get it? Canned sardines?
Oh, that's very good, Mr. Henry. That's very good.
Yeah, see? See? You are...
I don't think Phil intended that to be funny.
No, I did not intend it to be funny.
Hey, you guys, let's not talk about... Let's can the conversation about a sardine.
Yeah, you can make it, Jay. Can the conversation about a tomato.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's so funny.
What happened there?
What?
I just heard something and went... It sounded horrible.
That was me laughing.
Forgive me, Phil. I didn't...
All right, let's move on now to the point of DNA. We're talking about DNA. You were talking about the remains of the Ice Age man that were found. I remember that story. I was just starting my talk radio career when that story broke, and it was it just never stops giving. It's such an interesting story. This poor man who we now know, looking at his remains, was somehow ambushed. Isn't that correct?
We believe that he might have been either hunting himself or what some scientists believe, and I agree with this opinion, Phil, is that he was traveling between population centers. He had done some trading on one side of the Himalayas and was on his way home when he was ambushed. By, who knows, a rival tribe. It could have been just people out to rob him. He did suffer an arrow wound. They find wounds on the body. And eventually they feel that he died from exposure. Just so much of cold weather you can take, the man collapsed. And if you look at the picture of the remains, he collapsed on his right arm. The right arm is stretched across the body underneath him, laying on his face. Quite a dramatic story when you look at the remains of the Ice Age man. His DNA tells us that he came from Sardinia. I don't know, Bud.
Did they have any sardines on him?
I don't know. Forgot.
Will you knock it off with the sardines?
No, they did not find any sardine. Are you saying in insides?
Yeah, because they did look at the contents of the stomach.
What was in his stomach?
What was in the stomach was some kind of a porridge, a gruel, nuts, berries, the different things that he would have collected along the way to keep himself alive. No, they didn't find sardines. In the middle of the Himalayas, or excuse me, in the...
You said Himalayas.
I know. I didn't mean to say Himalayas. In the nipple...
what do you mean nipple?
I didn't say nipple either.
Will you let the doctor finish?
In the middle of the Alps, is he going to find a sardine? I don't think so. Is all I'm trying to say.
All right, I want to get a phone call here. I got Austin in Lancaster. Austin, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Dr. Jim Sadler. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, the question I've got for you is that mankind comes from Africa. Is that what you have found?
Mankind originated, the human DNA that we track all has an origination point in Eastern Africa, yes, sir.
In Eastern Africa. Okay, and that's for sure.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, that is the result of the collection of this data for quite some time, especially since the discovery of the DNA helix. We have found that human DNA origination point is the eastern portion of Africa.
All right, that's okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, 855-500-7445. What, Bud?
That man wanted to know, and he was betting somebody.
He was betting someone what?
They.
All right, well, we'll talk about it later, okay? He was betting someone. Why? Why was he betting?
Because he sounds like he lost the bet.
He lost the bet. Well, look, if you got a problem with mankind originating in Africa, that's, you know, you're going to have to. Science is science. And this is the thing about science. And this is the beautiful thing about science. It is, in point of fact, the truth. It is what it is. And you can't, you know, you can pretend like it doesn't exist. You can make up all kinds of bullcrap excuses, but it is what it is. Science is science. And as the facts change, as our understanding of things change, you know.
Yeah, but the facts are never going to change, Phil, so give up your hopes on that.
Well, I don't hope anything.
Are you saying you don't want to be from Africa?
Hold, no, I didn't say anything of this sort. We're going to be right back. Anyway, we're going to be right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. I don't hope anything of this sort. Talking to Dr. Jim Sadler about DNA.
Hike!
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Now, at some point here this evening, I want to give this test to Nikki, our close personal friend there at our remote studio in D.C., and it is the test that I was mentioning. It's how y'all use you guys talk. It's from the New York Times, and I first discovered this by way of a friend of mine, Liz Wild, over on Facebook, who had linked it and said, you gotta check this out. It's a great test, and it nailed me. In other words, it figured out exactly where I'm from. Not exactly where I'm from, but it had the region that I'm from down pat. And it's a pretty easy test to take, so we'll find out if it is accurate in the case of our friend Nikki, who is from the state of New York. She's not from the city. She's from, is it upstate, Nikki? Binghamton? Yeah, it's upstate New York. So we'll give her the test here. Right now we have Dr. Jim Sadler on the phone. We're taking phone calls here on DNA and what the DNA story of your life is and whither goest thou, man? You know, where are we all from? And Dr. Sadler is talking about the human family and the DNA record showing that we are very much travelers of this globe originating in East Africa. Bob Green is with us from the Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Bob, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good, Phil, and a very pleasant good evening to you, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, I heard you mention to Phil that the human family, as you say, is from East Africa. I will not question the science. I did hear the gentleman that called in earlier who was a little bit, he sounded confused, as I would be. We have traditionally felt, and I'm not saying I'm one of them, that a lot of people have traditionally felt that white people might be more intelligent than black people. Have you heard that?
Well, yes, I've heard that from ignorant people.
From ignorant people?
Absolutely, from very ignorant people. Only an ignoramus has any stock in racial theories. Those, in terms of racial eugenics, in terms of the racial difference racially makes for higher or lower intellect, this has all been debunked for many decades.
I understand, but if you were the member of an Aryan group, say the Ku Klux Klan or Aryan nations, and you found out that humans came from Africa, I guess that would pretty much render moot the reason for the existence of your organization?
Well, sir, I don't want to comment on anything like that.
What, yeah, Bob, if you don't mind, what...
Well, I'm wondering... I am not a racist. I am not a racist, but I did join an organization that probably could be perceived as one. It is an Aryan businessman's organization.
I want to ask you a question, sir, if I might, at this point. Did you come on Phil Henry's program to advertise that as if that's something good for your business?
I don't think it's good for my business at all, not since the information I just got from you.
You think that you joined an Aryan businessman's organization and saying that on my show was okay?
Well, I don't think that it's okay to...
Did you join that organization to discourage minorities from shopping in your store?
I joined the organization because I thought it was conducive to business for other whites, but I'm not a racist. And I know that it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Mr. Henry, I'll give you that. But I joined the organization, and the reason why I'm calling is...
You're calling up to find out if you're, calling up to find out if Aryans are superior to black people. No, they are not. The record is very clear. The history of that that so-called quack science has been read and has been... History has delivered its verdict on that kind of thinking.
What I am saying is if I presented the evidence that man comes from East Africa, I had joined this organization for a fairly significant membership fee of $500.
Are you asking could you get your money back? I would say yes.
That is what I'm asking, sir.
I mean, yes, I would say you should. I don't know if your organization...
I mean, if this is an absolute fact that I can find in a book... You can find this information in any book on the migratory pattern of the human family, the human species, going back to the birth of the human being, and certainly the birth of the hominid, which predates the human being. You can find this very, very clearly recorded there. And genome projects, which are taking place around the world, are verifying this every day. All right, so I could get them all right.
Yeah, you can get your money back, Bob. What a stupid thing to, what a stupid organization to belong to.
Phil, I appreciate it very much, Phil.
I mean, what a stupid organization to belong to. Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you get your money back? Hi, I just found out that we are actually from East Africa, so whites, can I get my money back here in this?
Well, I don't think it's that funny, Phil. I think a man will join an organization as a fraternal... Fraternal. You know what that word means, right?
I certainly do know what it means.
Oh, listen how fancy you are. I certainly do know it. Look, Phil.
What is your point before I, you know, start to lose my temper here? Because I don't understand why you would make fun of me. I certainly do know what that means.
All right. If you know what fraternal means, okay, then you know that Bob joined that organization as a way of promoting his business.
And my question to him was, how do you promote your business among the general public when you let it be known that you are a member of an Aryan businessman's organization?
Well, he said, because he only wants to have white people shopping there. Yes, that was the point. He wanted to... You made the point. Is this to discourage minorities?
Why would you want to do that? Why are you wanting to cut off that significant a flow of your business?
I don't know, but you heard that he is willing now to leave that group if he can get his money back.
If he gets his membership fee. You people don't hear how funny this is, huh?
Well, I don't like the you people. I never have, and I never will.
Forget about whether your feelings are hurt by you people, okay? I'm asking you, do you realize how funny this is?
What is?
The guy just called up. He said, Dr. Sadler, let's get Dr. Where are you? Dr. Sadler, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize the humor in this?
In the humor in what, sir?
When the guy called up Mr. Green and he said, is this something, the fact that man originates in East Africa, is this something that can be verified? And you said yes. And then he said, great, because I joined an Aryan businessman's...
what is the...
Phil tends to laugh at a lot of things other people don't... Nobody's laughing at.
Oh, I see.
No, wait, hold on. And he said, I joined an Aryan businessman's group. Can I get my money back?
Right, and I said to him, I most certainly... I think they should. I don't know if they will.
And you didn't think that was funny?
What was funny? That he paid the money?
All right, never mind.
Well, Phil, let us in on the joke.
Yeah, if we want to laugh at it.
To me, it's funny. I mean, it's hysterically funny. I just joined the Aryan businessman's organization. What's that? You mean people come from East Africa? I'd like to have my money back? You don't think that's funny? All right. Dr. Sadler, I thank you very much for being with us, and we're going to continue to look into this, and I myself will involve, I think I'm going to go ahead and have that looked at, because as I mentioned to the audience...
I'm kind of under the gun, Phil. Can you, can I go now? Oh, you were talking to me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Thank you very much, Dr. Sadler.
Well, yeah.
What's wrong?
I was going to talk to the guy, and all of a sudden he's...
Bill, else, but oh, people are going to be in a hurry and everything.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Nikki, are you there? Here we go. Now, we can't hear Nikki because she's just, her mic just does not, we can't hear. But I want you to give me the answer to this question. And you guys at home can answer these questions. Although, I guess you won't really be able to get the results of it unless you have the test in front of you. But this is a series of 25 questions, the results of which I will then process through the little thing they have here on the New York Times. And we'll find out, Nikki, where you originate or where your accent or your dialect originates. Now, the answer to this question, how would you address a group of two or more people? You all, yous, you lot, you guys, youans, yins, you, other, or y'all?
You guys.
You guys. I answered that the same way, too. Here's the next question. What do you call the area of grass between the sidewalk and the road? A berm? Parking, tree lawn, terrace, curb, strip, a curb strip, beltway, verge, I have no word for this, or other.
Curb.
The area of grass between the sidewalk and the road you call the curb. I think we have curb strip, so we'll put down other. How about that? I don't have a word for that. I put down no word for that. What do you call the small gray bug that curls up into a ball when it's touched? A pill bug, a doodle bug, a potato bug, roly-poly, sow bug, basketball bug, twiddle bug, roll-up bug, woodlouse, millipede, centipede. I know what this creature is, but have no word for it. I know what this creature is, but have no word for it. Now, we called it a pill bug. What do you call a traffic jam caused by drivers slowing down to look at an accident or other diversion on the side of the road? Rubberneck?
Rubberneck.
Okay, you don't want to hear the rest of them? Rubberneck. Rubberneck is it. Okay. So far, least similar? You are the least similar to the whole country. However, I will tell you this. It's starting to lighten up. The color is starting to lighten up in New England and New York and also Minnesota and North Dakota. So it's starting to find you a little bit. Here's the next question. What do you call something that is across both streets from you at an intersection or diagonally across from you in general? Is it kitty corner, kidda corner, catter corner, caddy corner, crisscross, kitty wampus? I would use only diagonal for this. I have no term for this or other.
Kitty corner.
Kitty corner. Yoo-hoo. All right. How do you pronounce caramel? C-A-R-A-M-E-L. With two syllables, as in caramel. With three syllables, as in caramel. I use both pronunciations interchangeably. I use both pronunciations, but the two have different meanings.
The last one.
Well, the last one would be other. Okay. Not other. The last one. I use both pronunciations, but have two different meanings. Got it. All right. Do you pronounce caught, C-O-T, and caught, C-A-U-G-H-T, the same, different, or the same?
Different.
Different. You do. C-O-T and C-A-U-G-H-T are differently pronounced.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Let's see what time we have. We should take a break and pick this up on the other side. What do you think? So we're giving Nikki this dialect test that was in the New York Times to find out if it can place her origination. It did mine. It nailed me in the far west. So let's see. We'll come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Again, we want to tell you that we're very, very happy to be on TuneIn. That's right. Won't be here tomorrow or Friday night as we shoot a episode of Marin with Mark Maron, but we'll see you guys on the website, blogging and posting pictures as well.
So
all right, world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here and online at philhenryshow.com. And on the 26th of this month, January, we will be at the Sketchfest in San Francisco. And we'll give you more details as we get closer to that tomorrow and Friday and Monday, shooting an episode of Marin. And as soon as we tell you, as soon as we find out when we're on Drunk History, you can't miss that. I don't think anybody's going to want to miss that. You know.
Well, Phil, come on. I'm to look at you slamming back the tequila and then just slurring your words about Daniel Inouye. Which I was the one who told you how to pronounce that.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
No, you were not, because somebody mentioned it to me in a message on Facebook.
Oh, well, God almighty. Okay, Phil, I'm sure you get all kinds of messages on Facebook, 90% of which could not be shared with any decent...
The morality of them, you know.
Oh, is that right? And how do you know that?
Please don't raise your voice to me. I would not want to read the messages you get on Facebook from some of these...
Boy, you are something else.
Well, Phil...
You're as bad as Phil found out about, you know, whatever you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about now. No, let's get back to Nikki because she's taking this test. This is the test in the New York Times that will tell you what part of the country you most are identified with. You know where you're from, but the way you talk, is it indicative of how the rest of us would, or at least how this particular group of dialect surveyors, and this is from Harvard University, where they would place you? And I will tell you that in Nikki's last answer, when she said she pronounces the word C-O-T, caught, and the word C-A-U-G-H-T, caught, the same or different, she said different. This chart has got her nailed to New York State. There's also Wisconsin. There's parts of Minnesota. But Nikki's from New York State. So that's here's the next question, Nikki. Let's find out where this places you ultimately. What do you call the thing from which you might drink water in a school? A bubbler? A water bubbler, a drinking fountain, water fountain, or other?
Water fountain.
A water fountain, okay. And that question places you, now it's got you further away from New York. Now it's got you in the South, Pennsylvania, places like that. What do you call a traffic situation in which several roads meet in a circle? Rotary, roundabout, circle, traffic circus, I have no word for this, or other? Traffic circle. Boom.
Now that I'm in Maryland.
Yep. How do you pronounce the first syllable of lawyer? Does it rhyme with boy? Does it rhyme with flaw, as in liar? I use both pronunciations interchangeably, or other?
Boy.
Okay. I won't keep telling you where it puts you, because that answer there, you're like 90% of the country. There's the only part of the country that doesn't talk that way. You got it. Oklahoma. All right. I'm kidding. No, it is pretty much Southeast. What do you call the rubber-soled shoes worn in gym class or for athletic activities? This is an interesting question because everybody's got a different answer. Sneakers, shoes, gym shoes, sand shoes, jumpers, tennis shoes, running shoes, runners, trainers. I have no general word for this or other.
Sneakers.
Next question. This is 12 of 25. I hope we get this in. What do you call the insect that flies around in the summer and glows in the dark? Lightning bug?
Lightning bug.
Okay. You didn't want to hear the rest of them? Okay. What is the distinction between dinner and supper? Supper is an evening meal. Dinner is eaten earlier. Supper is an evening meal. Dinner is the main meal. Dinner takes place in a more formal setting than supper. There is no distinction. They both have the same meaning. I don't use the word supper. I don't use the word dinner or other.
Supper is later, dinner is earlier.
Supper is later, and dinner is... So supper is an evening meal, dinner is eaten earlier?
Yes. No, but dinner is eaten earlier.
Yeah, supper is an evening meal, dinner is eaten earlier was that option. Okay. And let's move on to the next one here. How do you pronounce the words Mary, M-A-R-Y, Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, and Mary, as in marrying someone? All three are pronounced the same. All three are pronounced differently. Mary, as in the woman, and Mary, as in Christmas, are pronounced the same, but Mary, as in marrying, is different. Mary, they're all the same? Okay, we can skip all those options there. We'll move along here. Do you call the sweet spread that is put on a cake frosting or icing? Now, there's another option here. Frosting and icing refer to different things. Both, neither, other. You say frosting.
Yeah.
Frosting and icing are different things. I didn't think that. What do you call an easy high school or college class? Gut, crypt course, crip course, C-R-I-P, bird, a blow-off, meat, or other?
Other.
Yeah, me too. I've never heard of it referred to as anything. What do you call the small road parallel to the highway? Is it a frontage road, a service road, an access road, a feeder road, a gateway? We have them, but I have no word for them. I've never heard of this concept, other.
We have them, but I don't have a term.
We have them, but I have no word for them. We call them frontage roads, but I don't know. Yeah. Are you paying attention to the time? Because I'm like, totally. Okay. How do you pronounce been, as B-E-E-N, as if I've been there, with the vowel in sit, as obviously Phil does, that would be been, with the vowel in see, been, with the vowel in set, been, or other, set, okay. What do you call a drive-through liquor store? A brew-through, a party barn, a bootlegger, a beer barn, a beverage barn. We have these in my area, but we have no special term for them. I have never heard of such a thing or other. You've never heard of a drive-through liquor store? Oh, wow, we got them. All right, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to be back when we're going to finish this on the other side of the news with Nikki, who you can't hear, but you can feel her. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, I feel her.
Great. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We've got a minute to go here before the end of the hour. Listen, hit us up on our online store, you guys. Online, you can get the Teds of Beverly Hills sweatshirt, the Teds of Beverly Hills t-shirt. We have the Phil Henry Show ball caps, the Phil Henry Show t-shirts. We have the Bobby Dooley keychains. And we also have a huge selection of our legacy CDs. The legacy Phil Henry Show CDs, the best of CDs from 1997 all the way through 2005 are available. Hard copies, but they're going fast. All the same to you.